Mafia, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
Welcome, everybody, to Brotherly Love Wrestling, the Essential Series. And our topic today is none other than the King of Kings, Triple H. And we knew going in this was going to be pretty rough because of the amount, not just the amount, but the different styles.
He's going to be like matches. The same thing as Taker. Like he went from two different eras or three different eras of wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why this was, and not only that.
You have a lot to cover. I mean, Jericho was tough last week.
Yes.
And we put that out terribly timed, by the way, because as soon as we put out that episode, he went under the fucking gun with everyone because of his comment he made to.
So,
terrible timing by us. We just had poor luck.
Yeah, I was going to say, bad luck. We can't control anything like that.
But I think we're safe this week with Triple H.
He's not really
in charge of anything anymore. NXT has sucked ass lately.
You can't say that because you haven't watched enough of it.
I have.
Have you really?
Yeah, every week.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I thought you said you couldn't get into it.
No, but I try.
Okay.
That's why I can't get into it, because I think it sucks.
Oh. I think sucks is a little strong.
Not nearly as good as it was.
I'll give you that. That's fair.
Wait, hold on.
That's
fair. So what do you call sucks then?
Sucks, I mean, just flat out sucks. Yeah.
Unbearable.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's still quality matches. The Halloween Havoc was damn good.
It's still kind of a pay-per-view type event for them. And they're all title matches. They know how to do the title match. I understand that. It's the storytelling and whatnot and the character changes that have gotten me.
Like, I get it. Well, yeah, I get
loved
that.
Kyle O'Reilly. I hate Kyle O'Reilly now.
People have to change.
It's too cartoonish.
I agree. I don't defend that, but I'm saying the wrestling, and for the majority of it, the wrestlers themselves.
It was better when Triple H was running it. And to segue, is Triple H week the essential? The essential. Triple H. The game.
I should have known that impression was coming tonight.
It's not even that good. It's
all right. Par. Yeah, it's all right.
Maybe subpar. Wait, subpar higher? Below par? Is subpar the same thing?
Sub meaning below, yes.
Oh, as in below zero. Yes, sub zero.
Or submarine.
Below marines.
What? Where did this episode start?
It doesn't matter where it started. It's where it ends.
So, like every week, we pick five of the essential matches
that we think,
that we believe should be on said wrestlers.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Match, all-time greatest matches. So, this week, Joe has his three. I have two. He will start the show.
Yes, I will start the show, and it's always as soon as the first one's thrown out, because it's like a shot fired. Because if it's not on your list, then it's now put you into a whirlwind. We do this every week where I try to explain it in different ways. But my first pick, and I don't even know, I'm probably catching shit for this one. Because
you say that a lot, and I don't think your picks are that out there to where you would catch shit.
All right.
At least, I mean, from my opinion.
I think this was the better one of the two that were back-to-back.
Okay.
But I think I'm on the unpopular opinion side, and I'm going Triple H, Taker, Hell in a Cell, special guest, referee, Shawn Michaels.
All right, so that, I mean, you're talking end of an era. Of course.
I loved that match. That match had
WrestleMania 28. It was amazing.
Yeah, I loved that. I hated that ending to the 27. I hate Hell's Gate, and I hate that he tries to do it. I just hate it. And I hate how that ended. I was disappointed at that one, but I was very overjoyed at, I was content. I was happy with the way it ended. And I think that's how the end of the era actually should have ended, that era. And that should have been it.
I agree.
And that's how I wanted to start the show, because that should have been it for all of them.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
I agree.
The performance by Michaels was great, and how the super kick and the fast pin and the kick out,
the disbelief,
goosebumps right now.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. We had a special episode, and I think that's what sparked this series.
Yes. Yeah.
Is the way that matches make you feel. And I think even if you're a non-wrestling fan and you're watching that, I think you could still get into it.
Yeah.
And I think that's like
absolutely
that time capsule thing that we're going for. I think that needs to be in there.
I agree. I had it on my list.
All right.
Well, for sure. I wanted it in there. I'm glad you said it, so I don't have to use it.
See, it worked in a different way this time. Yeah. Now you're going to
throw it. But it is a great pick, and it has to be on there. I agree.
All right.
I would have saved it for last because.
No, you know, but like here's the thing.
Chronological order.
But here's the thing, though. I think a lot of my favorites fall in that era.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right.
But there are two or three from one from the era before that and one from the era before, or two from the era before that. So now I need to know where you're going.
Okay, I have one that I want to make sure is on there that I assume you're going to put on, but I want to keep it just in case for my second pick. You know what I mean? Because that's my have to have. On this list is my next pick. So I'm going to go ahead and put one on that's one of my favorite, and I think one of the better matches, and that's against Mick Foley at Royal Rumble 2000.
That was my next pick. I was going to make sure it got on there because I don't think it was the one that you were talking about 2 seconds ago. That was a great Triple H. If you look at his matches, my favorite matches of him, they're all gimmicks.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a stipulation. There's always something going on.
Yes.
I think that's where he tells his best story, was sledgehammer trips and the whole fucking, like, everything just had to end in violence.
Violence. I have an honorable mention because I don't think this will get on the list.
No. You can't do an honorable mention right now.
No, and listen. I just want to remind, that way we bring this up, what you just said, that most of his are gimmick matches and all. I have one that's not a gimmick match that belongs in this list, but I think it's not going to make it because I don't think it's up to what we're going to put on. Okay. But this honorable mention goes against that and proves that he can have matches up wrestling match. Yes. Right. So you have your third one.
No, we got to talk about the Royal Rumble match.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, I think the brutality of that match shocked a lot of people as well, because they didn't do that. Well, I mean, look,
Triple H.
Hunter got tore open.
Well, he kind of had to. I mean, it couldn't.
And
the one-sided ways where you both got to bleed. If you're going through, if you're telling the whole story, you both got to bleed.
Yeah, but look, you look at the shard of pallet that went into his leg and gushing blood.
Right.
And, like, that match was brutal. And then the end, a pedigree on the sea of tax.
Yeah, that is a lasting. He's got a lot of those lasting memories where he's in tax.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, so that one, it was just, it wasn't violence and weapons just for the sake of violence and weapons.
Yeah.
It made the match work. And the psychology. No,
it was just it's an art form.
Yes.
And that's why a lot of death match wrestlers, I mean, when you look through history, besides ECW, I mean, WWF at that time was doing a lot of that as well.
Yeah.
And they were getting look at TLC matches that came about. I mean, there was a lot of brutality. I mean, Mick Foley was like one of the masterminds of telling the story with violence.
Exactly.
And he was the ultimate underdog, so you knew he was going to take the brunt of everything that he was ever taken out. And Triple H was great as can be at dishing it out.
Yeah. Yeah. But
his selling is always underrated, I think.
I agree. Yeah, I think he always made stuff.
Because he was always next to Michaels, and Michaels is like top tier with Flair. So Triple H kind of always got overshadowed in his selling, I think, a lot of his career.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He was great.
Yeah. So, pick number three now.
So you're going to make sure something goes on that I think is going to be your next pick.
It is. Yeah, that
I think I know what you're going with.
Okay.
So I'm trying to, I don't know which way I want to go with it. Because I got two picks.
Yeah.
So I think I know your next pick.
Okay.
So that means I got two free picks.
Pretty much, if you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'm going obscure then.
Okay.
I'm going Iron Man match against The Rock at Judgment Day 2000.
Good one. Really good one. I like that one.
Underrated. And I think like I said,
that was the ladder match, right?
The Iron Man.
Oh, Iron Man. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You wouldn't think fucking either of those two.
Because I was thinking of the.
No, but that is another good one.
The ladder match for the IC title and Hunter and Rock.
That could
probably. That was the other one I was thinking.
Probably be an honorable match. And those two, Rock. Austin, Rock, Triple H, Austin. I mean, those
three. I would throw a fourth name in there, and that's Mankind.
Yeah, he was in there too.
Mankind, Mick Foley, whatever the hell. Like, all four Mankind. Of those four held the company up, but just by switching around with it. Yeah, of course, Taker. But I'm saying working with each other. Like, Taker, of course, worked with them, but this was like the 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Like, this is what they were all four constantly working each other.
Something was going on with all four of them at the same time. Like, that's what we say, like, nowadays. Like, there should be there should be multiple people vying for a championship in that way.
Yes.
Where you should all know they're prominently and they're all equally could win this title, and that's what they're all going for.
And it doesn't
they also want to beat the hell out of each other on the way there.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be a fatal four-way for the title every goddamn time.
Yeah. Like, interweave the stories, and AEW doesn't do this either. They're closer than WWE.
Yes.
At this point, because there's always one next up in line. There's no, there's this. So number one contender match. Number one contender match. That's all well and good, but you know who it is beforehand. But back then, like, it could have been anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. You could never
guess. And that's a great point, too. Those four, because Michaels was gone at that time.
Yeah.
Brett really wasn't. Well, Brett was
gone, too.
Yeah, he was.
If Michaels was gone, Brett definitely was gone.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was
definitely. Yeah, four. 2000.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. That was a really good pick. I like that one. I think, like you said, interchangeable with the other Rock IC title match, because that ladder match was phenomenal as well. But I'm only saying that because that definitely won't make the list. So, all right, my last pick, I'm making sure it's on there. I'm sure you know where I'm going. It's which I think is probably his greatest match ever, is versus Shawn Michaels, SummerSlam 2000.
Really?
2002. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah. Man, no, that's not where I thought you were going.
Really? Yeah. I needed this on there because it was just the story, the match. Well, look, another one we were thinking with
has Shawn Michaels. That's what I thought. I thought that's where you're going, and I don't know if that should be left off.
That's why I'm making sure this match is on there. It was so good. It was so good. The build was so good. The double cross, everything about it. This belongs on Hunter's Essential by far.
I don't disagree, but now I'm stuck. Like I said, because I only think of what I remember.
Yeah.
And Mankind was like almost number one. Mm-hmm. That was like almost like when I was thinking Triple H matches. Then I was like, oh, wait, he's got like at least three with Michaels. He's got at least three with The Rock. I was like, he's got how many with Austin?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What did you do to me? Oh, man. But I don't want to take off either the ones that I said. That's the thing. Like, I still agree with what I said.
I agree.
But now that there's two very distinct ones that I'm thinking of, and I don't think either one of them should have been left off either.
I love how hard this is. Like, I love how
like, I'm not winning anything at the end. Like, it's just, I'm losing, if anything. Shit. So we got
End of an Era,
which I love. So I'm very happy with that. We got Mankind, which was
at great. Rumble.
Yeah.
We got The Rock. And we got fucking Michaels. Oh, man. All right, I can't leave him off the list. No Way Up. Three Stages of Hell, yes, with Austin.
Good pick. I had that on mine too.
And I didn't I really was jumping back and forth because
what was the other one? Was the other one the WrestleMania? The
Triple Threat.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
The other one was the Triple Threat with Michaels and Benoit.
I'll tell you what, if the list would have went the same exact way, except I had the fifth pick,
I would have put on
HBK and Benoit.
Yeah, Rock wouldn't have been on there.
Yeah.
HBK Benoit would have.
Yes. Yeah. But that, I mean, look, I didn't know if you were going to go there or not, but him, Austin, first ever Three Stages of Hell.
Dude, it was insane.
The crowd was crazy. Yeah.
I mean, that time.
It was,
you could get away with that then. Mm-hmm. And they did.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah, that is a really, really good pick. Very underrated, too. So they're a really good five. Like, honestly,
they're all a stipulation of some sort.
If you haven't watched a Triple H match in a while and like you're soured on him because of NXT or like the end of his career, watch these five matches and tell us you don't remember and don't make you how good it feels.
Well, of course,
to watch him be good. Like, he's just so phenomenal. I think he gets a bad rap after the whole Stephanie thing, like not putting people over and winning so much, and he gets a bad rap. Yeah, of course, Punk helps too.
Yeah,
but his career, what he did, dude, it's up there.
And
it's up there.
Yeah.
And I feel because he always is left off that conversation. He always is.
The grace of all time.
Yeah. List? Because like I don't think people look at him as the wrestler, like as being a good technician.
14 time champion.
I agree. But I'm talking a Daniel Bryan, a Bret Hart, a Shawn, wrestler like that.
Well, he's not a wrestler like that. He's big. He was a meathead.
Yeah, he was a big guy. But he can hang. He can tell a story. Thing.
Yeah, he could go in there with anybody.
Yeah.
And tell the story and cut the promos. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
but he's not going to look like a chump in the ring against those type guys either.
No. Not at all.
Yeah.
No. But I mean, he didn't really have a lot of those type of guys to go against.
So
he didn't until the Ruthless Aggression era. Because the Attitude Era, he wasn't.
Well, and that's the thing is that the match I wanted to talk about, honorable mention, going against the gimmick matches, is him versus Jericho at Fully Loaded.
Yeah.
For the Undisputed title where he wins it.
Yes.
That was the straight up him, Jericho wrestling match. And that's a match where you look at it and go, holy shit. Like, all right, yeah, maybe he's a little bit better than I remember him being.
Yeah, I mean, he could hold his own, but you're never going to look at Triple H because he's never booked that way.
No, absolutely.
As he shouldn't have.
I agree.
He shouldn't be putting on barn burners. He should be that's why he's a gimmick match. He's a gimmick match king.
Yeah.
He's the leader of the street fight.
Yes, yeah. And Hell in a Cell, for that matter.
And Chamber.
Yeah.
He was really good in the Chamber matches, too. It was the one where he beat the shit out of Goldberg. SummerSlam 03.
Ooh.
Was it? I think it was SummerSlam 03, where it was him and Goldberg, and him and Goldberg were doing the feud.
I remember the feud.
He handcuffs him to the.
Yeah, I just I didn't remember if it was SummerSlam.
I think it's SummerSlam 03.
Yeah, I can't say for sure. But yeah, no, I love Triple H. I've always loved Triple H, and I think that. But I think, like I said, I think from wrestling fans, he gets a little bit of a bad rap.
Honestly, I think he almost gets overshadowed by Orton now.
Yeah, I can see that.
Almost. Orton's what, 13 time? Does Orton get to Cena? Does he get to 16?
No, I don't think he does.
You don't think Orton, does he get to 15? Does he pass Triple H? Or does he tie him?
I would say he probably ties him.
Edge at 11? Yeah, Edge is at 11.
You're throwing me all these questions with numbers. I'm not sure. Like, I'm not good with those things.
Yeah,
so Edge is 11. Title runs and all. I'm not.
Orton's 13. Triple H is 14. Flair and Cena are 16. And Charlotte's at 43. At least right now. Charlotte's going to pass them all.
Actually, you're right.
She's already at 12.
Yeah.
She's already at 12.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, well, it's all
right. I mean, are they just playing on her not having any longevity?
Yeah,
like, let's just get it all fucking out there now.
Well, that's
gonna end their career better. 40.
That's better because she can leave the WWE now. I'm good with that. Like, let her
she's
leave.
Done it all.
Exactly.
She's literally done it all. Let's see if she can carry another. WWE. Let's see if she can carry another promotion.
Yeah.
Let her go to. You know where she should just for. I mean, and she could do it all
because
I don't think once you leave WWE, I think everyone's open to working. Like you can just intermix. I'd like her see her win the NWA. Women's Championship.
That's a good point. You know what? I wouldn't mind seeing...
And then mix in Impact and sprinkle in some AEW once she wins that title.
But...
Because then she's really her dad.
The person
she's got a hold NWA
that helps,
goal.
That gets helped the most with that is NWA's Camille.
I think NWA as a whole.
I know,
if you have a Flair as a champion again...
Yeah, but I'm saying for that NWA roster with Camille, she
let's put it
is
this way.
Amazing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Flair... brings the most credibility. So now that division is over AEW, is over Impact. I think everyone flocks to Flair. And that's where you get all your good matches.
To a point.
Yes, but then she eventually moves over to AEW. Then
yeah,
they become... Because whoever lands Charlotte Flair becomes the hot commodity.
Well, which is going to be AEW as far as like convenience and all.
Hmm.
Like, you mean
fiance?
So, yeah, so of course it will be.
But I want to see her hold NWA gold.
I would like that a lot. I like them mostly just because I feel like
she's a Flair. She has to.
But forget the lineage.
She's got to have, of all the things to happen, she's got to cut a promo against Cody. It's got to be the Rhodes Flair. Somehow.
It would work. You could get I think it's more likely than unlikely.
Absolutely.
To happen.
It should.
Yeah.
It should.
Well, we're putting it out in the universe right now.
The universe is so far from us, we never hit it. We can't even hit a goddamn star. We're lucky enough to hit the tree leaving the house. With our freaking shit that we throw out there, as good as we think it is, it never comes anywhere near what we say. Ever. Ever.
True.
Very ever. True.
That was last week's show.
Oh. Ever.
Well,
in the game.
We could
Triple H.
We could wish, but...
When you wish upon a star.
I think that'll do it.
That might.
It was a pretty good list. It's hard to argue the list, I feel.
No, I mean, you can only argue it with the other honorable mentions that we put out there.
We may have missed a handful or more that maybe should have, that we didn't, at least didn't even mention. But
there is.
Yeah. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for watching and look forward to our next shows. Please remember to like, subscribe, 5-star rating, all that. Help us out. And we'll be talking to you next week. See you later.
Later.